And it's time for another edition of the D.C. Update. We get 10 minutes with our Congressman Jared Huffman to ask him four questions. We start off with opening statements. Congressman Huffman, tell us what's going on in D.C. that affects the North Coast.
This week, of course, it's all about the State of the Union. And with the exception of that one largely ceremonial event, there's not much else happening here on the Hill. As soon as it's over, our Republican colleagues will get in buses and head off to their caucus retreat, and Democrats, like me, will go back to our districts. So this event is an uneventful week, except for the big State of the Union address.
All right, thank you. And now for our next segment, which we call Tariff Ick. As you know, the Trump administration recently announced a 30% tariff on foreign-made solar panels and, for some reason, washing machines. What's behind this tariff, and is this really good for the solar industry?
I don't know that we could call it good for the solar industry. There may be a few folks, across the political spectrum who like the idea of tariffs, who like the idea of doing things that might give advantage to American manufacturers. The reality is, though, we don't have much domestic solar manufacturing anymore. Most of that has gone away, which, you know, is not a great thing. But the silver lining there is that the Chinese and Koreans and others who have really cornered the market on photovoltaic solar manufacturing have brought costs way down. And so what has really thrived in the United States is the market for installers and for those who put together both residential and utility scale solar projects. Business is booming, jobs are booming, and it's because solar has become so affordable. So a lot of people, in fact, the American solar industry, are opposed to this 30% tariff because it could threaten to slow down that incredible growth we've seen.
One of the reasons why solar has become affordable, in addition to the fact that panels have just come down in cost, is because there's a federal tax credit that's been in place for several years. Do you see that credit remaining in place?
That credit will remain in place. It does have a sunset, though, and in a few years, it's not going to be around.
Okay, moving on now to our next segment, A Listener Writes. Ariana from Garberville has a question for you.
My partner and I run a small, certified, and permitted organic farm in Southern Humboldt. And though we jumped through all the hoops and are completely legal as far as California is concerned, we still can't get the bank loans we need to grow our business because of federal laws. We can't even open a bank account and pay our employees with a check. Is there any momentum in Congress to address this problem?
Well, the good news is I think there is momentum in Congress to address this. Certainly, there's a group of us that have legislation that we're supporting to address the banking issue. Many of us are supporting a broader reform that would simply take away the federal classification of cannabis as an illegal substance and leave it up to states. So we are trying. And I think, ironically, Jeff Sessions' backward steps on federal marijuana policy may breathe a little urgency into those bipartisan efforts. So, there is momentum. There is an effort. I don't know at this point with this Congress, you know, you can never be sure of anything passing. I mean, honestly, if Paul Ryan had a kidney stone, I think he might refuse to pass it. But I would say the support for fixing federal cannabis policy is stronger than it's ever been right now.
And finally, our concluding segment, Tell Me Why I'm Wrong. I'm going to say something that I think you disagree with, and I'm going to ask you to tell me where I'm going wrong. So here's my statement. The recent government shutdown ultimately hurt the Democrats. People hate shutdowns generally. They see it as a sign of dysfunction in government. And even though polls indicate that most folks want a resolution that permits the DACA people to stay, the urgency requiring such a drastic measure as a shutdown just wasn't there. And then to give up so quickly makes it just look all the more unnecessary.
And I'm supposed to tell you why that's wrong?
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not sure you are wrong, to tell you the truth. I mean, I don't think it was Democrats' finest hour. It certainly wasn't Republicans' finest hour. But the bottom line is your point about urgency, I think, was the key. The DACA deadline was still several weeks out. And so I think it gave our Republican colleagues in the Trump administration a little bit of cover to say that Democrats were overreaching. That's not going to be the case this next time around. And you know, with each passing week, thousands of DACA registrants are losing their protected status. So this deadline is virtually upon us now. It certainly will be by the time we get to February 8th. And I believe that the American people are with us in demanding that we provide some protection for these young people and not expose them to summary deportation, which is what happens if we just go merrily on our way. So we've got to draw a line somewhere, in my opinion. I think we've got to also draw a line for our community health centers and for adequate funding of other non-defense programs. And so it's going to be about DACA, but it'll be about more than DACA, I think, this next time around. And I guess, the whole question about does the shutdown help Democrats, hurt Democrats, whatever, I'm not sure that I care whether the short-term political needle is positive or negative. The key is, what is it about? What are we fighting for? And it's a pretty exceptional set of circumstances that would say, I will not vote to fund the government. But there are some circumstances under which, unfortunately, this administration and the Republican Congress could ask for my vote on a government funding bill that I can't support. And so we've just got to see how all this gets worked out. I hope I'll be able to vote for the next one. I hope it'll be a full year's funding and not these ridiculous increments of 2 and 3 weeks, which are disruptive in themselves. But we got a lot of big high stakes issues hanging in the balance, and not seeing huge progress on working things out.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's another vote similar to the one that shut down the government coming up. Do you have any predictions about that? Is this going to end up in the same space?
I think it may end up in a very similar space. The real leverage that I think Democrats have, honestly, is over military spending. This is something that Republicans in both houses really want. They want to jack up defense spending. They can't really explain why with a military that's already orders of magnitude bigger than every other country, but they think we need to do a whole bunch of new military spending. And they are willing to negotiate with Democrats on domestic spending as a package to get there. So that's where really Democratic leverage exists, more so even than DACA.
All right. Thank you again, Congressman Jared Huffman, and join us again right here for the DC Update.